It's Thursday, September 8th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New data on the size of managed services deals. Cyber insurance rate predictions include new alliances. And U.S. broadband reaches new competition levels. This is the Business of Tech. More than 720 managed services deals were inked globally in the first half of 2022, with $48 billion in contract value. While the total number of deals dropped compared to the same period in 2021, the average deal size increased by 20%, all according to the IDC Services Contracts database. Moreover, the average deal size in terms of total contract value has almost doubled compared to the first half of 2021. The researchers' data shows that around 94% of those 2022 first-half deals were in the IT outsourcing market, while the remaining 6% were business outsourcing deals. IDC said these contracts were primarily focused on digital transformation, cloud migration, and technology modernization. This thanks to Channel Partner Insight. Why do we care? This may seem like an odd data point. Obviously, more deals than 720 were done. I was interested in both the deal size data. They're getting a lot bigger. That's the insight here. The relationships are expanding. They're also in three key areas: digital transformation, cloud migration, and technology modernization. They aren't just infrastructure. This should be what providers are thinking about. Also in the news again, cyber insurance. Lloyd's has phased out coverage for state-sponsored cyber attacks, quoting CIO Dive. Lloyd's policy says the company's role is to support a competitive and resilient cyber insurance market, but the bulletin has not mandated clauses for managing agents. Instead of applying a one-size-fits-all approach, the new guidance encourages managing agents to apply due diligence to the specific complexities of state-sponsored attacks. Data from S&P Global Ratings in July show considerable turbulence in the cyber insurance market. Cyber insurance premiums are expected to rise 25% per year to reach $22.5 billion in 2025, compared with about $9 billion in 2021. Wired with more on this, asking the question of who pays in cyber war, particularly as the line between cyber war and government cyber activity continues to blur. Some insurance companies think they can do better with data and work directly with the cloud providers. Per protocol, the crux of the approach is using a customer's IT configuration data provided directly from the cloud providers, which can give insurers a degree of certainty they've never before had when assessing the cyber risk of potential policyholders. Google, Microsoft, and AWS all have approaches with cyber insurers. Why do we care? One of my 2022 predictions is the idea of a link between financial incentives and the software providers. It's happening here. The link between the software vendors and the insurance companies is a natural match here. Insurance plus software appears to be the way this is going. In the meantime, rates continue to go up, and 25% per year is the stake in the ground. Let's revisit some of that broadband data from last month. According to the most recent data from the Federal Communications Commission, more than 97% of Americans currently have access to home internet service from three or more providers at speeds of 25/3. The FCC's data shows that only about 56% of Americans have access to a wired home internet connection, fiber, cable, or ADSL, which uses copper telephone wires, from two or more providers at speeds of 25/3. Only 11% of Americans have three or more options for a wired connection at that speed. So pull out the satellite and fixed wireless, and the number goes down. And Fast Company noticed what I did. Fixed wireless from companies like T-Mobile and Verizon has impacted companies like Comcast and Charter. Why do we care? Two parts to care about, and they're linked. The rise of fixed wireless is real in the world of 5G. That's resulting in real competition now in broadband providers, which should be good for consumers and small businesses. Not overnight, but this is good news. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today is International Literacy Day, so that's one to think about, but it's also National David Day. And that one I picked for obvious reasons. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.